Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the You Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. Jordana, I love these Sunday special episodes. We really break it down, right?
We do. I love them. And you know what? It is, I feel like it might be like the worst day of the year. What is it? February 21st.
Why is like, that?
Just because it's like middle of winter.
Yeah.
Nothing, not ton going on. No real like holidays that are soonish. So you need this podcast to get you through the rest of this winter. It's February 21st.
That like, no hope, no dreams, no nothing. February 21st is the worst day of the year. I agree, right?
If you could if you could relive like one day every day for the year, like it wouldn't, no one's picking February 21st. Like if you could pick one day, one day on the calendar, what day would
the
it be?
The worst. The if I could pick the one day of the year,
yeah, to do
every day of my life,
every day, yeah,
it would be Thanksgiving. It would be Super Bowl Sunday,
not holiday, just like random
July 4th. Oh, well, I love that you. This is so funny that people might think this is a setup for a joke, but February 21st is my birthday, Jordana. And
oh shit, is it?
Yeah. This is a, like we didn't plan this. It sounds so planned.
Oh my god!
So
happy
planned,
birthday! Like we are scheduled. We are recording this on February 10th, so yeah. We are way ahead of our time. That is really embarrassing for me. I was like, oh my, it's like literally
the worst.
I've never even said anything like this before. This is very odd.
That's why I started laughing right away and kind of playing it up with you, just because I was like, that's so funny that she's like. There's no worse day of the year than February 21st. It's the worst. There's no good. There's no bad. It's the Wednesday of the year. And you're right. Listen, the only good thing is that
that's a big
it was
foot
the,
in the
day
mouth
Jared
moment.
Freed was born.
Well, now it's a good day. I'm sorry. I hope you're doing something really special for your birthday.
I don't
you're
know. I'm not a big...
In Florida, it's probably not that bad there. Wow. I can't believe I picked this one random day to be like, wow, what a shitty day.
The worst day of the year. Anything that happens that day is awful. Yeah, it's my birthday.
Sorry,
I'm turning...
your mom was saying that. She got in my head.
You're right. Listen, a year older, a year wiser. A year sexier. That's me.
Wow.
I'm an old man. It's the years keep coming. They were right.
How old are you today?
I'm 36, which even feels fucking weird to say. I have to like. I remember like a day ago I was 26. Like I really feel like these birthdays. I'm a big reflective birth. I'm a depressed birthday guy. Like I get reflective. Have I achieved enough? Have I done enough? Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right things? Recently, like I've had, you know, Jess say to me, I think like the hardest part about getting a girlfriend is that women are sometimes a lot, you know, more realistic in terms of like age than a guy is. Like there's
well, we
no
have to
real,
be, yeah.
You guys really are like, and it brings us back down to earth. Like one time she was like, so, do you want to be an old dad? And I was like, I legitimately had never thought of like how my age coexists with a child's age
fatherhood.
Until now. Yeah, you know
that's,
what I mean? Like I never thought of like, right? But I've never thought of that. So like, again, this is like to the women listening that might be like, oh, that's stupid. But I'm closer to your guy than you are. So like my thought process is closer to the guy you're dating than you are. So just know how little this is on his mind at 29. You know, like right. I'm 36. And I think also like the pandemic has made me like really reflective and really like, because it slows you down. Just no matter what you're doing, the pandemic slowed you down. Even putting on a mask to leave the house, that took you an extra few minutes. Does that make sense? I don't know.
It does. I think 36 is a great age for a guy.
Really?
It might be one of the best dating ages.
Oh, they're the best dating age. Don't say that.
Just generally speaking, I'm saying because a guy I feel like might see a 36, like a woman 36 has a lot more issues dating, I think, than a guy who's 36. It's like he has more money now. He's like, sure. You know what I mean? He knows he's probably in a more stable job. I'm like, I see a 36-year-old, like if I were on a dating app, I saw a 36-year-old guy, I'd be like, that's a good age for me.
I'm stuck in this relationship, so I don't know if that's helpful for me.
No, I'm just for men, I think there's like, you know what I mean? Everyone thinks like, I think we've talked about this. What is the most popular, who gets the most swipes on dating apps? 18-year-old girls.
Sure. Right? That's gross. That's so gross. Yeah.
I mean, it's gross, but it's like, that's true. Or maybe it was 21. It was like 18 or 21, something like that. It's like, in the female marketable dating thing, it seems like the data is telling you like every year it's like tick, tick, tick. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like for guys, a lot of the times, like they get better looking with age. They get more money as they get older. They're just like,
they're also more assured. You know what you're doing. People, you know, women love a plan. A guy who's 36 seemingly has a plan, or you would hope they would have a plan at that age. Like
one hopes.
One hopes. So there's attractiveness to that. So listen, February 21st, the worst day of the year. We're going to do this You Up podcast. I thank you all for listening. Thank you all for giving me some sort of life direction. Thank you, Jordana, for being
happy
a part
birthday.
Of this
I'm
whole
sorry
thing.
I
thank
shit
you so
all over this
I'm
calendar
so happy
day.
You did. That is the funniest thing to ever happen on my birthday. Also, I'm doing shows. Listen, if anyone wants to give me a birthday gift, they can come to my show. Just your presence is your present. I'm going to be in West Palm. I'm going to be in Naples, Florida. I'm going to be in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale. So if you'd like to come, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. Also, I mentioned it last episode. I'm putting out a comedy special, YouTube. I'm giving you the gift of laughs, and it's a 34-minute COVID 2020 comedy stand-up show. So I want you to check it out. Write a nice comment. Other than that, Jordana, thank you so much. Anything else to say? Anything else?
That's all I've got for this very moment. Let's get into our email. Should we? Mm-hmm. Should we do it before I insult? Like, you know, I don't know, like your place of birth or.
I was born a sick baby. So you're right. The 21st has some unluckiness to it. That's, you know, that's fairly true. I swallowed muconium. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I think
what's
muconium? I apparently in the womb.
I can imagine. I can hear your mom telling the story.
You swallowed muconium. Yeah, it'd be like that. Yeah. It's like your own poop. I swallow, and it's like tar like because it's been in the womb with you, I guess, or something. I'm giving. There's a doctor or a nurse or a whatever listening out right now, going, this is not what it is at all. But this is how I understand it. So I swallowed it and I came out. I was choking, and you know.
Now all the farting from the last episode,
right.
It all seems to come full circle. You know.
Yes, that's so. I'm. You know, I was very sick, and it is a miracle. Every day on this great earth of ours that February 21st could produce anything but badness.
I mean, I think I'm very glad you were born. I think all of your
thank you.
Hundreds of thousands of followers and listeners that we have are also very glad. I mean, it's a good thing you survived. We thank your mom
for
pushing through.
This means a lot.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Let's do the email. You ready?
Okay. All right. Dear J&J, I've been bamboozled. I write to you with the tale of a pandemic workplace fling gone wrong. A few months ago, a guy I met at work slid into my Instagram DMs and asked me out to drinks. I accepted, and we went out for drinks a couple weeks later when our schedules allowed. He did a great job planning the date and even offered to pick me up. The date went well, and we made plans to get dinner the following week. Before we were able to go on a second date, our state shut down again. He texted me about the situation, and I ended up inviting him over. This is definitely out of character for me, but I figured if we were going to be on lockdown again, I might as well at least have a pandemic boo. He offered to bring takeout and brought wine. We watched a movie and had a steamy makeout. As he was leaving, he was trying to make plans with me again for just a few days later. I told him it was too soon and made a plan for the next week. The plan was for a fun event, which was outdoors and still happening despite the lockdown. And I was excited about this date. As the date approached, he informed me that the tickets for the event we were supposed to go to were sold out. And they truly were. I verified this myself. LOL.
I know this to be true. Yeah.
She's an investigative reporter. He made it clear he still wanted to see me, so I asked him what he wanted to do. He suggested a movie night where we, quote unquote, actually watched the movie this time. I hesitantly agreed to this, and once again, he came over to my place. We had drinks and talked a lot and watched Christmas movies. There was lots of making out and cuddling, and at one point, he asked if I wanted him to stay the night. I said no, but it was a cute/flirty convo, and he took it really well. During this hangout, he made a comment about it being our third date. I corrected him and told me we had been on one date. I felt like the message was received, and he told me we could make dinner together next time, which I thought was really cute. He left late in the night and texted me when he got home, and we continued to have a good convo over text. Due to conflicting schedules and my holiday travel plans, I was unable to see him for an entire month after this. We texted every day over that time and made plans to get together when I was back in town. When I got home, I was fully expecting the previously discussed cooking date, and was disappointed when he told me he could not come over until later. Even though I didn't love the situation, and I know you were probably screaming at me right now, I told him it was fine because I had just gotten home from vacation and was lonely and wanted cuddles. We had some wine and talked for a while and then sat down to watch a movie. We sat through a 3-hour-long movie and he barely touched me. Something was very off. We made out a little bit, but it was nothing like before, and he told me he had to get home because he had something the next morning, which was true. He didn't text me that night or the next morning, which was out of character. I finally texted him that afternoon and he took hours to respond. We kept talking that week, but he was responding to me like once per day, which was not how it had been before. I tried to make plans again because I still thought things could be fixed and go back to how they'd been at the beginning, but he was going to be out of town the night I suggested and did not make an effort to find another time. I know I should have just walked away at this point, but I wanted answers. I've attached screenshots of our last text messages. Should we read the text messages and then I'll finish the email?
I try to make plans. Okay. So then she wanted answers to why wasn't things as easy as they began?
She's basically saying like they were texting all the time. They went on this date. They went on a couple of dates. It went well. They hadn't seen each other for like a month, but she was trying to... Then they wound up seeing each other after like it was a month and he was being weird and like not being that into her.
Okay. So we're going to read the text.
And she's feeling like he's being distant. So she decides to call him out. Here are the texts.
Okay. So I'll be him. You'll be her.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. I had a super busy day and I passed out as soon as I got home from the hospital. He misspelled home and he wrote whole. As soon as I got home from the hospital, I think I'm staying up there Sunday night.
Totally fine, but you've been acting different. Are you just stressed about this exam or has something changed?
And then he gets back the next day? Is that...
I guess he got back to her the next day.
Hey, sorry. Yes, sorry. Yesterday I was busy with the exam. It says everything you need to hear when he doesn't get, when you write, has anything changed? And he waits a whole night to get back to you.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Hey, sorry. Yesterday I was busy with the exam and getting on the road to go up north. I think you're really cool and I enjoy hanging out with you, but I think we should just be friends.
Okay. And then she waits like 5 days. It looks like
not passive aggressive at all. Okay. Yeah.
And she, but it's funny.
I want answers. She's like, I want answers. And then she's like, yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to answer you. Like she got an answer.
And so 5 days later, she says, okay, but you didn't answer my question. Can you tell me what changed? Because I certainly was not getting a friend's vibe from you before I left for break. I was excited to see you when I got home. And then you just seemed completely different. And I think I deserve an explanation.
And then 7 days later, he gets back to her.
Oh my God.
Hey, sorry. Honestly, nothing really changed. I just think not seeing each other for a while caused things to kind of lose their excitement. And I wasn't really feeling that into it anymore.
7 days later after her, that is like, it's kind of like what you can tell with that kind of thing. It's like, he was like, you don't like forget about that and then remember it. I feel like he was kind of like, what's the purpose of him responding 7 days later?
He's cooling her off. I mean, he's basically saying you don't like, you have no right to be angry at me. We never had sex. I went over. I was very nice. I was a gentleman. I respected your, you know, everything you asked for. I respected whether things went the way you want them to go or not. I did respect. I pursued you and I do understand why she's exhausted by this. Like there's kind of lines. We should go back to the email, but I do understand why she writes in, and why this is exhausting. She's like, I fended away his penis at every turn, and then the penis goes away, and then he's like, I'm done fighting for it. And so I understand why she's let down by that.
Totally, totally. Right. Well, she writes, I never got the answers I was looking for, so now I'm asking you, what the heck happened? Was he just trying to sleep with me the whole time? Did I take things too slow physically? I was really just waiting on that second date, dude. Did he meet someone else? Did I blow it and put myself into casual territory when I invited him over for the first time? He seemed so clearly interested in me before and wanted to go on a real dates, and I cannot figure out what happened. I think it's also relevant to mention that at first I was not super into him. It was kind of... at that time, I decided I liked him and wanted things to go somewhere, that it all fell apart. Could that be why? Did he like it better when I was less interested? It's been a few weeks and I feel like I've moved on, but still sometimes wonder if this would have all gone differently in non-pandemic times.
So
questions there.
It's a lot of questions. I'll start by saying she did nothing wrong. I actually think she did everything right.
Right. I would say she did nothing wrong. This has nothing to do with the pandemic. This would have happened anyway.
No matter what. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
To me, she has to allow that people get to know people differently than her. The way he's getting to know her is his own way that doesn't have to match hers, but she has to respect it. Like, I think he's sitting there going, I'm looking to be fun. I'm looking to be flirty. I can be physical with you while I get to know you. Right. I don't need to know you to be physical with you. That's what he's saying by the way he's pursuing her, especially with the let's have a quick date. We're having fun tonight. Let's get together tomorrow night. She's coming at this from a very different position. She's saying, I don't know about you. Okay, I'll give you another chance. Sure, I'll get physical with you because I've come to trust you more. Now I like you. Now I'll be physical with you. And it's like these are two people coming at the same or, right. or going at relation. They're both going to a relationship in two different ways.
So you don't think it had anything to do with the fact that there was this long period of time before the dates?
I think that's him seeing. I think it's like when you like see a mountain from far away and mm-hmm. then you keep getting closer and closer to the mountain and you're like, holy shit, this is a tall mountain. I think that's the way he's looking at it. He's like, oh, she's fun. She's cool. She's flirty. Maybe that'll be our fun, cool, flirty date where we can be casual for a second and I'll figure it out along the way. Now right. he's realizing there's no such thing as figure this out along the way. We go on first date. Oh, now I went over, to cook dinner. That doesn't count as a date. Okay, she's expecting a second date. Like, again, like I'm rolling my eyes at this. At the same time, I'm saying she's right. This is her needs. She looked at him and she goes, my needs are I got to go on the second date to see if I can allow you to be physical with me because I don't trust you yet, which is totally fine and great. But he's opting out. He's going, the price is too high. This is not, I don't want to get to know someone this way is what he's saying.
Right. And I think that's okay too. If it's like, he didn't really do anything wrong in that way either. I also think she writes, she wasn't even that into him at first. And then, but at the time she decided she liked him and wanted things to go somewhere that it all fell apart. I also think that's why you like him more. He started like pulling away a little bit and like maybe you're more attracted to guys who like keep you a little bit on edge. And like then it got exciting for you once you were like, oh, he doesn't really seem like he's that into me anymore. That happens a lot. That happened to me a lot where I'd be like, I'm like, you're not into me. Like I was the one who wasn't even that into you. I was like convincing myself to like you and now you're not into me. Where it can see, but it's like you don't actually like the person either. You're just kind of like talking yourself into liking them and then start liking them a lot more once you're like, oh, they're not obsessed with me. Maybe I like them.
I have to figure out the puzzle. The puzzle became more interesting to me because right. I can't do it. Yeah, I agree with that. I also think like the other side of it is like a lot of women, and I got this question on my Instagram a couple weeks ago where they're like, do you think women getting more interested scares guys away? It's like, no, what it makes guys realize is there's consequences to their actions.
Which is good.
Which is good. Like, this guy's like, I don't want to have sex with someone who's going to hate me for having sex with them. That's right. Basically what he's saying. And he's going to go, so now he's seeing this is something that's important to her. I'm going to pull out because, you know what? I'm just going to be an asshole to this person.
Right. And he's not going to say any of that stuff. Like I'd prefer to get to know you while sleeping with you. Like he's not going to,
no,
she's
he's
like,
not gonna,
she's like,
no.
What changed?
Well, what changed? I can say to her, like, what changed? There became, sex became consequential and now I'll look like a dickhead if after sex I go, you know what? I don't really see myself introducing her to my family because she doesn't like eating Chinese food on Sunday nights. Like it would right. be as trivial. Like the reasons that you don't like him will be his reasons for not liking you as or thinking this is the match. But sex won't have anything to do with it. And he'll get blamed for the sex at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I think this is a great example. I think we've done this before where it's like, it seems like the bad thing happened, but like the good thing happened because the worst thing would have happened if you didn't do this.
Yeah, and I think it's also like for her, it's like, I said, come over because I need cuddles. It's like, you have to also like it's okay to need cuddles. It's okay to have them over. It's okay to say, I'm not having sex unless we go on that second date. Like, I have to feel like you know that, like, there are consequences for your action, and it's important to me. Sex is important to me. The way I connect to it and who I connect with is important to me. Beware. If you do that to me, you will be considered a piece of garbage if you know that and you, you know, take advantage of that. Like, that's kind of what you're letting him know. And he's like, oh, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. I'm going to think about it. I kind of like her. I don't know if I really, like, again, to go back to this again, like, I just think it's important to go, he's literally saying to himself, like, oh, I have to get to know you and I can't have sex. Like, I'm not going to do that. And I think a lot of guys are like going to give up on great people just because they're afraid of the consequences. And by consequences, I mean like the social, like, I don't want to put someone through that.
Right. And then the guy, I mean, like, yes, yeah, some guys are not looking for that also. And I think this is a great way to weed them out. If that's how you react to sex, if you take it, if it's very meaningful to you, I think it's great that she said it. And again, I don't think it was where she's like, you're going to scream at me because I let him come over like late at night. Like, that's cool.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, I thought totally. That was fine. Like, being flexible.
I think it's all fine. She was positive. She was fun. But she held a standard. Everyone's standard is going to be different. You know, like, and this guy, you know, and also this guy, at some point, someone's going to, like, he is going to climb that mountain. And it's just that the timing was better for him. The person was ready for him. There's, you know,
Had to fall in line.
Yeah. And I understand, though, why she's exhausted by this. She's like, man, was he just here for sex? And it's like, no.
Well, if he wanted to have sex with her, it feels like he could have come over a few more times and he would have had sex with her. If that was all he was looking for, without any thought about the future.
Well, I think he would have a couple times ago. Like, when he's there, you know, cooking dinner and like, do you want me to come to your room? He's like, oh, like, I can understand she looks back at that moment and goes, oh, he just wanted sex then. He didn't even care about me. And it's like, no, I to let him off the hook and I don't mean to apologize for like a piece of shit, because I don't think he's a piece of shit. I just think he's getting to know someone in a different way than you like to be gotten to know.
Right. Yeah. I think we solved that one.
We solved dating again. Did anyone get back to us with our solved dating again t-shirts? Or I guess that's not a seller.
I'm not. Is that one out today? I think that one came out today. I guess we'll see. I think so.
I guess we'll see. Well, we did
today
solve
when
dating
we're recording,
again.
Not today, Jared's birthday, the worst day of the year.
That was hilarious. All right. Well, thank you to the listeners. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. We'll be back on Wednesday, right?
We'll be back then. See ya. Bye.
Boom.
Betches.